When I had fibromyalgia, I gotta say, Tai Chi saved me. I just sat around and whined most of the time. I'm not a good sick person. I whined a lot. I'd go to work in the morning and then come home at lunch and take a 2-hour nap and then struggle off to work again. And I knew that I wasn't moving very well. And Tai Chi really saved me. It was one of the modalities that I would say helped me the most. I took it at just the community college. I had different teachers. And I will say the teacher made the difference. I mean, I took it one time for about a year, and wow, I loved it. And the second time I took it, I didn't connect with my teacher. So it really, really makes a difference. So I want to know how you go about selecting a master. Yeah, go ahead.
Tough question, because if you go do research on the internet, mm-hmm. what you'll find is that question is repeated a lot. And sort of the common answer is to look at the teacher's lineage, which makes it really hard, because Tai Chi isn't that old. People think it's this 1,000-year-old thing. It's really only been around for a couple hundred years. And it came from this little tiny village in northern China, and they protected it and didn't teach it to outsiders because it was their special thing. I mean, it's a martial art, so they used it to defend the village, right? And so they didn't want the outsiders to have this knowledge. And then somebody was able to learn it, an outsider, mm-hmm. and he spread it. And so the question, how do you tell if your teacher is good or not, or how to find a good teacher, the answer about the lineage is how close can you get to the Chen village? So you'll hear people say, oh, I'm a 13th generation, you know, Yang style, or 17th generation Chen style. My teacher has a real simple answer to that. He said anyone can go watch Tai Chi, and uh-huh. if you have to look at the teacher's waist. And if the waist turns, that's right. And if the waist doesn't always turn, that's not right.
So with every move, the waist should turn?
Every move, yep. And you, if you look on YouTube and you see different Tai Chi teachers, you can see who's good and who's not good by if their waist turns or not. It's pretty simple.